Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On a warm, sunny day in July, 1858, all was ready for the wedding of Miss Wagner and Mr. Pursley in Phoenix, Oregon. The Justice of the Peace had provided all the appropriate preliminaries before the 60 guests. Miss Wagner stood before the groom in her best dress. Pursley was a little tipsy from alcoholic fortification. Pursley had come to Phoenix less than a year earlier as a shoemaker, or a son of St. Crispin, as they were often called in those days. It had been difficult to make ends meet, but he was considered a respectable citizen. As the couple stood before Justice Hayes, he asked Pursley, "Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?" With little regard for proprieties, he answered, "I don't do nothing else, old hoss." With the guests struggling to keep from laughing out loud, Hayes asked Miss Wagner the same question. She replied unequivocally, "No," and sat down. Pursley's friends watched him drink even more, then took him to the mill race for a dunking, subjected him to many indignities, and sent him on his way out of town. Thus ended the half-wedding. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.